The Washington legislature is plowing ahead with a package of tax breaks and incentives to convince the Boeing company to build its next big jet in Washington. But this is happening against a backdrop of new doubts in Boeing's willingness to commit, given labor turmoil. Correspondent Tom Bonsi has the latest developments from Olympia.
In quick succession, state House and Senate committees are reviewing and passing a multi-billion dollar tax break for Boeing. It's an extension through the year 2040 of preferential treatment the aerospace industry already receives. Republican State Rep. Kerry Condotta objects to the haste.
After 11 years of hard work, we've made very little progress for the small businesses, but in 24 hours, Boeing can snap their fingers and get a concession. I have some problems with that.
When it came time to vote, though, Condotta was in the minority compared to the prevailing view voiced by lawmakers such as Democrat Larry Springer.
The cost of this tax exemption is more than paid for by the economic activity that the 777 will generate.
The governor and legislature are trying to deliver a package of incentives before the Boeing Machinist Union votes on a contract extension, which includes health and pension concessions. However, that vote next Wednesday is now unexpectedly contentious and up in the air. I'm Tom Bonsi in Olympia.